This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning Election Day issue. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out today to all the poll workers that are out there voting in the different voting precincts all across the country. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks so very much for all that you do to keep America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and also by going to our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And our cast of characters outside the window, all 36 and a half of them out there, because one of them's cut in half, I guess, are saying hello, and they're applauding and doing all that stuff. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today's the day, Election Day, all across the country. Several thousand attorneys from both political parties are on station. Civil Rights Division of the DOJ out and about. Large buildup of law enforcement. FBI is sitting in the rear, so to speak, but they're watching what's going on. And then we've got the case with the blue cities where we actually have the National Guard standing by.
Well, it's a lot to unpack there, but we'll start with the attorneys. Unfortunately, because of the shenanigans of the Democrat Party, you've got the Republicans trying to, protect the voting that's going on, because there's been rumors of not just rumors, but there's been actual a history of cheating, particularly on the Democrat side. And then you've got the Democrats with their lawyers out there trying to, defend everything that is going on. One case here in Michigan, poll workers were caught laughing. They had a meeting there, and they were caught laughing, saying, well, we've got our six-foot rule, and poll watchers cannot see what's really going on. So they have to keep their distance because of Governor Whitmer's six-foot rule, which isn't actually enforceable, but because of they can imply it, and the ignorant masses or the ignorant people will go along with this. And they're bragging that because the poll watchers can't see what's going on, they can do what they feel like doing, basically. This was actually recorded in a meeting. And you've got these kind of nefarious actions going on by Democrats. And who knows what's going on like that similarly, maybe in other states as well. And so you've got these two groups of lawyers ready to, lock horns, especially if there's not a landslide victory for the president.
Well, the big bullseye is on Pennsylvania because of what the Pennsylvania Democratic Attorney General said yesterday. The Pennsylvania Democratic Attorney General predicted that Donald Trump will lose before the votes are counted. Is the fix in here? Is the fix in here?
It you would think it is. It sure sounds like he knows something.
Mm-hmm.
And but prayerfully, I think the Trumps won't need Pennsylvania. I think he's going to get enough votes that whether he gets Pennsylvania or not, he will have enough electoral votes to win back the White House.
You draw a line on I-40 and go straight all the way across to Oklahoma and go down into Texas, and all of that's going to be solid red. That's for openers. I can go from there, but I'll just leave it there for a minute, and that's going to dictate what's going to happen for the night.
Yeah.
Includes Florida.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with you. Despite what the polls are saying, despite what many of the leftist pundits are saying, I see a huge red wave coming. You look at some of the activity all over the country, and the size of those rallies. And you talk about, in Arizona, there was a 96-mile-long, car.
Yeah, parade. Caravan.
I mean,
caravan.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Caravan, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
I mean, I've never seen this kind of support.
Well, there's three things that are going on right now. Three things, and it's pretty simple. Law and order, the Trump economy, and COVID. And they think they're going to win on all three, the Democrats. They are not.
No, they can't win. I mean, it's crazy. And I think another thing that's going to help the president, although it's not talked about as much as you might think, and that's border security.
Yeah.
That's
law and order.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes under that umbrella. But yeah, and I think it's all going to work in the president's favor. And you look at the support that the guy gets at those rallies. It's unbelievable.
And look what Biden said. Biden said, "I'm going to tear down the wall."
Yeah, he did say that, didn't he? Yeah,
mm-hmm. he sure did.
That. Well, Democrats don't give a darn about our border security or anything.
Well, they don't give a damn either.
Yeah.
All right, hold that. Hold
you
that.
Said it.
Darn right, I said it. All right, hold that thought. All right, we'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards. We'll have an Edwards notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Election Day.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Rod Edwards, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, I'm here to tell you about the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Company, and it's Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. The RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more added features, too. Now, veterans, active-duty military, first responders, and pastors all receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you.
And yet, another reason why Joe Biden should not be President of the United States of America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if any nation is overrun by liberal border crossers who never assimilate into its society, that nation will crumble from within. That is why Acting Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan warned that illegal border crossing could bloom into a full invasion if, God forbid, sleepy Joe Biden wins the U.S. presidency. It is the goal of Democrats, including Joe Biden, to fundamentally transform the United States into a godless, Christian-hating, bigoted nation that resembles Venezuela, rather than the constitutionally limited republic envisioned by the Founding Fathers.
The United States of America is the overall greatest nation ever known. But if Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and almost every single Democrat gets their way, America will lose her greatness and end up relegated to the ash heap of history. A triumphant Trump means victory for our republic. God bless America, and may America finally bless God. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, there you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's right here with us right now. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
You got to talk about the president talking about installing a commission which would promote the patriotic education, counter, and radical views of U.S. history. Now, that sounds pretty good in principle, but who's he got to get that by to be able to do it?
Good Lord. He's got to get that by the Congress. He's got to get that through the education departments. He's got to get, he's got to go through federal agencies to deal with a training and all of these kinds of things. There's a lot of opposition, Captain, to this kind of teaching.
I'm sure there is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And so this is going to be a real uphill battle. He's right. I mean, the president is spot on. If you don't teach a generation, if you don't teach generations of children about their nation, mm-hmm. you're not going to have a nation. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have a constitutionally limited republic anyway. You're going to have something that you find in Venezuela, for example. Mm-hmm. Our nation will continue to deteriorate into something that you and I just would consider to be a nightmare. And the president is spot on this. He's going to be called all kinds of names just for doing this. Can you imagine what the left will be calling him? They'll be calling him xenophobic, white supremacists, you name it.
Okay.
All because he wants proper education about our republic.
Well, they've already done that. Now, we had a U.S. judge who blocked the Trump immigration rule on whether or not the illegals that were here could get public benefits. Come to find out, I did a little snooping to find out what this judge was all about. Well, he was a Obama appointee in 2010, so it tells me all I need to know, right?
Yeah, Judge, I think his name is Gary Feinerman.
Mm-hmm.
Who rejected the rule that had taken effect recently. These people are open border, freaks. I mean, this judge and many others like him, they don't care about our republic. This is all about trying to fundamentally transform this republic into something resembling something else. And this is all part of that battle.
Well, if they're here illegally, Ron, they should not be getting any type of benefits at all. Part of the word illegal, don't you understand? Ship them back where they came from.
Yeah, absolutely. They should be kicked out. And if it were up to me, if they come back, I'd lock them up. They should be locked up on Alcatraz.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to be in America? Okay. Yeah. We own Alcatraz.
Yeah.
You live there. Seriously, we need to really clamp down on this illegal border crossing. We cannot afford to feed the entire world. America was meant to be a light to the world, mm-hmm. not the world's feeding trough. That's not our job. We're to set an example. And perfect example of that is South Korea, Japan, other nations that have taken up capitalism as a way of life. And those nations are prospering. That's all other nations have to do. That's all they have to do, Captain. But it's not our duty to see everybody that comes over here, schlepping over here.
I want to ask you something here. Now, do you do Twitter at all?
Yeah, I'm not on it a lot, but I have an account.
Okay.
But I'm on and off because
the reason I'm asking is because if you on election night. Which I'm going to ask you to call in, as you already know, to tell me what's going on up in Michigan, a very important state, John James and other people. If you tweet results and you're not ABC News, the Associated Press, CBS News, CNN, the Decision Desk HQ, Fox News or NBC News, they're going to flag your tweet and it won't get posted.
Okay, well, I won't be posting anyway.
I mean, isn't that nuts?
Screw them. You know, that's why we need other sites.
Right.
Seriously. You know, it's not about keeping, you know, that's one of the reasons why I don't go on there very often. I'm of the opinion, quit bothering them. If they don't want us on there, go somewhere else.
Sure.
I think we should all just move en masse. And because we're not there, you know, they don't have any way to make money.
Well, they talk about Parler. I'm on Parler, but that's, you know, it's not real easy to access and all that stuff. You got to log in all the time and all that stuff. It's not like Twitter and, you know, it recognizes you right away and Facebook.
It's a pain. Yeah. Because I was on there and then I said, screw it. But anyway, yeah, we've got to develop other sites that are equivalent to Facebook or whatever technologically, and move. I mean, that's what you do. If you're not, if that's what this country's about.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's a pain in the backside to you in one area, you go to another and you leave them alone.
Okay, well, let's move back to what we had to talk about because we're going to run out of time if I don't. In Israel. Israel has come out and said it's extremely important that more peace deals that are being arranged right now, we need to have President Trump around because he's been tough on Iran, and we already know what's going to happen if Joe Biden gets involved in the mix. He's talking about going back to the nuclear deal that we have with Iran, and how did that work out?
Well, it didn't. It was horrible, and it was asinine, and it was detrimental to our country. It was detrimental to Israel. And, of course, those are the two things that Democrats don't give a darn about. And, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Captain, in any other time, not one, not two, not three, but four, with other nations waiting to join in the fray,
mm-hmm.
You've got four nations already signing up a peace deal with Israel. That's historic.
Right.
That is huge.
You bet.
That is massive.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's been... Many other presidents would be reelected on that alone. It would be so massive.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel is correct. Without Trump, they're screwed, as are we as a nation. But seriously, we need Trump, and so does Israel.
Well,
Trump has been the best friend Israel has ever had.
Let's hear your prediction for the electoral votes in terms of what we're going to be talking about when you come on tomorrow morning.
Well, I hope that I'm not being overly optimistic, but I believe that the president will secure in the range of around 300. Just
okay.
Rounding it off, give or take a few.
Yep, I've said 302 or thereabouts to 322, depending strictly on Pennsylvania. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
All right.
You take care.
Thank you. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook and, of course, the Ron Edwards American Experience. Coming up next, we've got the, that little red-haired firebrand out of South Florida, Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court decision on voting in Pennsylvania is a very dangerous one. Trump tweeted in a post that was flagged by Twitter, calling it disputed and might be misleading. President Trump Monday called the U.S. Supreme Court decision that said Pennsylvania could allow mail ballots through Friday dangerous, adding it would lead to violence. The Supreme Court last month ruled 4-4 to keep a lower court decision in place that allows ballots postmarked by Election Day to be counted for another 3 days, despite Republican objections. Election Day is here. Be sure to get your civic duty done if you have not already done so. An unidentified British businessman is so confident President Trump will win re-election, he put up $5 million with a bookie in Curaçao. Now, if he wins, he'll be $15 million richer. We'll find out. USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversations with Brooke Says from Brook Talks America, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. I know, because they did it for me. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and even down in Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you for that 100 smackolis that you'll get. All right. Right now, here she is. Here she is. Brooke Talks America. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. All right. Listen, it's Election Day. Are you excited?
Well, yeah, excited would be one word for it. Nervously, anxiously, not sleepingly, can't wait for it is another.
Well, you have an assignment tonight. You already know what it is, right?
Yes, I know. We'll be calling in.
Yep.
Although,
because you're going to be over at, Republican Party is going to be at the Loft. Is that where you're going to be?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's in Brandon over off,
Hopefully. Hopefully the opposition is not listening to your show, but yes.
Well, I don't care if they are or not.
I'm just saying.
Come on down.
We don't want any static. We don't want to. Anyways.
Whatever.
I know.
Standing call they want. They'd be in for a big surprise if they weren't.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Everybody's carrying over there.
But anyway, we've got, so what are you expecting? I mean, let's give a little prognostication here. You heard me talk to Ron. You heard me talk to Chris Markowski. We threw around some numbers, electoral votes. Do you think this will be settled tonight?
Well, I certainly hope so. I hope so. And I think, look, I'm going to be, you know, kind of throw everything out, and I'm going to be totally, probably crazily optimistic and say 322. And I think he's going to win three states that nobody's even thinking about. I think he'll win Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He'll win the states that he won before. And they're just assuming, they're basing everything on the modeling, the media, and what happened in 2016.
Yeah.
Five lifetimes have happened since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something. It's going to be an earthquake of cultural proportions, what's going to happen in this mm-hmm. election. I firmly believe that.
Now we got to talk about the Democratic cities where they're boarding up. And to my way of thinking, that's all the proof you need that the left shouldn't be in charge of anything.
Yeah, it's also proof that they think Trump's going to win, obviously,
yep.
right?
Yep.
They don't think, they're not doing that.
No.
And by the way, you know, I talked about this on my show with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on Saturday. Fithian, why is Lisa Fithian not in jail, and all of the people that were on the video talking about mapping out D.C., breaking into government buildings, mm-hmm. and taking over the White House? This is sedition, treason, and she ought to be getting ready to go to jail and, you know, on her way to, you know, the punishment for treason.
Yeah.
This is a question for America. Are you going to sit back and let them burn your country again? And I love what Chris Murkowski, again, because this is what I've been saying for like the past week. Why do we just sit back and wait and just accept the fact that these little baby Democrats just riot, loot, and destroy things when they don't get their way?
Yep.
No, we need to put them down. Like Ron says, put them down.
Yeah.
And I mean down.
Exactly.
Listen, it is on like Donkey Kong. You're going to mess stuff to us, you're going to get messed with. That's it. We're not playing anymore. I'm sick of this BS. Mm-hmm. And American patriots, especially newly emancipated ones, need to stand up and shut this down and say, you're not going to take our country.
Yep.
It's over. Your little tantrum is over. You're going to nap time.
Well,
that's what's happening.
I agree.
Sick of it.
Yep, I absolutely positively agree, and I do know that there's a big surprise coming in some of these cities. If they think they're going to go in there and just tear it up, they're going to get torn up. They are.
Well, I hope so, but here's the problem. See, they know that if they come into the red suburbs, they're going to get capped, but I want them to be afraid to go into blue cities. I want men to grab it off the shelf, reattach it, and put them back on mm-hmm. and defend their cities.
Yep.
Yes. They're not security guards, patriots. Remember in the L.A. riots, I think it was either the South Koreans or whoever it was, the Koreans and the shop owners, they stood on the buildings with ARs and whatever guns they had, and they said, yeah, you're going to come? Yeah. Oh, you're going to get it.
They got up on the ropes, and they were up on the ropes and down on the street and said, okay, try it.
That's mm-hmm. right. Yep. That's what we need to do. These are enemy combatants within the country. Mm-hmm. Treat them as such. Take them out.
Okay, let's talk about a little education here, or how's this one? Edumacation. Because President Trump is talking about installing a commission, and Ron and I just touched on it a little bit, to promote patriotic education to counter the radical views of U.S. history and the teachings of the 1619 thing, which they're trying to get to take in the place of the 1776 revolution in the United States.
Yes, and that's Bob Woodson, who's amazing. I'm trying to get him on my show for like months now. That's an amazing situation there. I love the fact that it's coming from him, you know, because the 1619 Project and every other SJW far left stuff totally discounts the service, sacrifice, death, and patriotism of the black people who fought for America. And every time they dismiss this country, they dismiss their sacrifices. So in the name of some kind of twisted logic of honoring them, or I don't know what they're trying to do actually,
mm-hmm.
they're dismissing them. So yeah. Again, it's all part of taking back America. People need to fight for their country. But I love that Trump is just fearless and out front. You know, DeSantis talked about that in 2018, about civic education.
Yes.
And so, you know, I appreciate that as my governor. But this is what we need to do, and we need to be fearless about it, and we need to start pulling the purse strings to any of these people that don't want to do it. Yeah.
And folks, I'm talking to Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. The website is brooketalksamerica.com. Go there to find out
Brooke
about
with
her.
An E.
Yep, go there and find out about her Brooke show, or Brooke show, Brooke Talks America radio show. But go
it
over
is
there.
The Brooke show. It's just Brooke.
Yeah, go over there and everything's over there. Now let's talk about Lady Gaga, because she yesterday did a pro Biden video showing her as a redneck, kind of like the Daisy Duke thing, doing drinking a beer in a pickup truck, crushing a can, which is and that, to me, when I saw that, that's exactly why Donald Trump is going to win, because it's people like her getting out there.
Yeah, and I love it. The more these people speak, the better for us. It just shows their contempt for America. They don't understand us. They didn't understand us in 2016. I mean, I have 2 degrees. I'm an educated woman. The idea that somehow I'm voting, and even if I wasn't, and I didn't have any degrees, and I didn't finish high school, I'm an American patriot. It doesn't make me, you know, a bad person because I love my country. And I let all of them speak, and supposedly they're all going to leave the country, and hopefully they're actually going to do it this time, because we have moving vans waiting to help them pack. But yeah, it just shows the contempt that they have. And the irony, Tucker talked about it, is that now the Republican Party, thank God, because of Trump's leadership, is the working people's party and not the coastal elite party.
Okay.
So let them do it.
We got about a minute. I want to get this in there. President Trump has hinted at firing little Dr. Fauci after the election.
Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. And he ought to be on his way to be tried for treason as well, because what he's done to the country and the world is despicable. Yeah, that's great. I hope he does. He can have a whole list of, you know, 100 other people to fire, but I love it.
Well, you know, if Joe Biden gets elected, he's going to be, Joe Biden says, I'll hire him. He can work for me. I'll hire him.
Oh, my God.
That's what he
said. Jill almost pushed Joe off the stage. I don't know if you saw that. It was hilarious.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
He was yelling. No, he was yelling at her. He said, you almost pushed me off the stage. It's a clown show. And they had a fake Kamala in Lantana, Florida. A body double for Kamala. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, yes. Go do body double Kamala Lantana. It's crazy. They actually had her on with a mask, trying to look like she was Kamala, and they were taking pictures with her. This is the biggest PSYOP operation in the history of American politics, other than maybe Roosevelt being in the wheelchair. This is it, yeah. So God help us. If we, you know, God help us. He has his hand on it. And I've been talking with a lot of people that say it's prophesied, so I surely hope that that's the case. And vote red all down ballot, even if you have to hold your nose for some of the Republicans who kind of suck. Just saying.
Yeah, I got you with that one. And, of course, the polls open at 7 o'clock in an hour and, what, 17 minutes from now?
Yep. And go out, you know, go out and volunteer. You can watch. You can do – everybody can do something. You can still make calls, by the way. You can call for the Trump campaign. You can go out to the polling station. You can bring water. You can help out. You can do something. There's still time. And even in Florida, the polls don't close in the panhandle till 8. And pray. Pray, 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 pray.
All right. Got to go. Here comes your
God
music.
God bless y'all.
Thank you. That's Brooke, everybody. Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. BrookeTalksAmerica.com, the website. Her show is heard Saturday nights right here on my flagship station. Call her. I'll be right with you. All right, folks. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
You sure are, and by the way, right about now, it's time on your radio to hear us talk about some sports, because I got the Sports Zone guy himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's election day, but guess what? Athletes vote too, right?
Yes, they do. Michael Jordan said it perfectly, you know, when they tried to corner him about politically. He goes, look, Democrats and Republicans, when he was advertising for Hanes underwear, both buy underwear. So, please, let's not go there, guys. I was like, there you go. That was the guy who realized not to have a platform, but to take care of business. Mm-hmm. So, big game last night, Captain. Tampa Bay Buccaneers barely hold on. They stop a two-point conversion against the New York football Giants, win 25-23. There was a pass interference call on that two-point conversion, and the refs got together and picked up the flag and said, no, no pass interference. A lot of people aren't happy about that this morning, Captain. Unless you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, then you're happy. But now a very loose call. Just I don't get it. These guys sometimes make me wonder how they call them. But it is what it is, as they say in the old ball game. And we've had some other issues in the National Football League. Everybody was witnessing that fight when the Chicago Bear guy just went over there and tapped the New Orleans Saints guy and said, hey, how you doing? And was slapped him in the face. The reason he did that, we're finding out, is because he ripped his mouth guard out. when they were just talking. He was like, really, dude? And then he spit on him. So he's like, okay, I'll get you back. But what you have to do in those situations, Captain, is keep your cool, and then you run a play right at the guy and bulldoze him over and say, keep it up, and you get some more of this coming over. We'll lose a yard or two, but we will make you pay. Yeah. But we're losing 15 yards by unsportsmanlike conduct and getting yourself suspended for two games.
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't make any sense to me. NBA basketball, they're not sure if they're going to be able to start a few days before Christmas or not, Captain. December the 22nd.
I hate to say this, but as a used-to-be basketball fan, I don't care.
Well,
I just don't care. They ruined it for those of us that really liked basketball. They ruined it.
Yes. Now, do you think if they get back to playing basketball, not having a flat platform?
Well, here's the deal. They got to lay off the politics and play basketball. That'll make a difference. If they don't do that, okay. I'm done. I'm absolutely done.
Okay. So you are willing to give them another chance if they get back to business?
Yeah, okay, if they get back to basketball and stop the nonsense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's the truth. No, I agree with you. Well, they felt it in the pocketbook, Captain, and they might, after the course of the next couple of years, it's going to be probably in the billions of dollars that they lost for taking, you know, I'm sorry, these actors and athletes need to realize that, you know, you're not special privileged. You're very fortunate and blessed to be in this great country of ours and get paid millions of dollars. And if you don't like it, planes are leaving every minute. And I think today, when the vote comes out, that'll dictate that, Captain, just to put my two cents in.
Mm-hmm.
49ers Kittle has a fracture in his foot and could miss the rest of the season. Great tight end, Captain. Great tight end. And Jimmy Garoppolo hurt his ankle again.
So yeah.
We're not sure how long he's going to be out. It's funny. It's San Francisco, up and down. We like him a little bit because we're John Lynch fans, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, great safety, and Denver Broncos safety, and doing a great job there in San Fran running that team. So
maybe they'll bring back what's-his-face.
for quarterback,
you know what I'm thinking about? No, John Lynch would not do that. John Lynch would not do that.
No, he's not going to have anything to do with Mr. Kaepernick. No. Now he's done. He'll never play in the NFL again now. No, I think he had a shot last year, Captain, if he wouldn't have done that silliness with the workout. Somebody might have given him a shot, but not now. It's over. Too many years out and just, you know, nobody has an interest for that, those issues, to say the least. Breeders' Cup this weekend, Baffert's Improbable, great horse, Captain, will open up at the Breeders' Cup as the classic favorite, and he's 5-2. And, you know, that's pretty much it in the way of sports today. A little, you know, Clemson and Notre Dame play this Saturday, and that'll be on national TV with our friend Tony Dungy on the broadcast with Mike Tirico. They will not have Trevor Lawrence at starting quarterback. That gives Notre Dame, no pun intended, a fighting chance at winning this game.
Well, let's go back to pro football for a minute. The two number one teams in the South, New Orleans and Tampa, come up against each other in Tampa, what, Sunday night?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a Sunday night special.
Wow.
At Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Should be a very exciting game. That's another thing people don't realize. Tampa Bay was probably looking a little forward, thinking the Giants weren't good this year. They could just coast and get ready for New Orleans. And that's what happens.
Brady was not sharp. Brady was not sharp.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. You know, time change, traveling to New York, a lot of things happen there, looking forward to New Orleans. That had a lot to do with that, in my humble opinion, Captain. And they're very fortunate to get out with the win.
They were.
Trip up games.
They were.
Trip you up, mm-hmm. to say the least.
Yeah.
All right, Captain. Well, I appreciate you, man. God bless everybody. Get out and vote. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you real soon. We'll talk tomorrow about the election and about sports, Captain.
All right. God bless America. Thank you very much, Patrick. Yes, okay, it's Patrick Hyland. And, of course, we do the sports now in the mornings. And here's a little bit more about him.
And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. There's no choice here. I mean, you're voting, you got to vote for Trump, whether you like Trump or not. If you love your kids, you love your house, you love your family, you love your familia, you love your casa, you love everything that America stands for, okay? I don't know, you know, some people like to vote on November 3rd. You got to vote for Trump. You got to vote for Christine Quinn. You got to vote for Paulina Luna. Donald, you got to come to Tampa real quick. Joe Biden is coming over here to steal this, to steal it, okay? To steal it. There's no way. There's no way that Joe Biden getting three people at a rally it has the votes, okay? It's only the Chicago mob. Okay, so I want to make sure our pollsters and our lawyers out there are watching this because Joe Biden don't have no votes. Nobody's blacks aren't stupid. You're insulting blacks since I grew up with blacks from the Bronx. Okay, you know what they say in the Bronx? You want to pimp me out? You haven't done nothing for 47 years. Now you want to pimp me out and have you vote for a Democrat? Charlie Crist is as fake and as phony as anything I've seen in Pinellas County. Okay,
wrap it up because I got to go.
The bottom line is this. The country's on the line. I'm counting on the American people to all stand up. And if you voted for Joe Biden, I want you to go change your vote. You're voting for Sandy Merman. You're voting for Christine Quinn. You're voting for Paulina Luna. You're voting for Donald Trump.
All righty. Well, that's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate him very much. You know, folks, he brings up some good points. Democrats in the mainstream media don't see what's coming. I do. There's three factors that Democrats in the media don't understand. Number one, this is a law and order election. Number two, this is a Trump economy election. And number three, this is a COVID election. And when it comes to law and order, the Blue Lives Matter movement is going to step up and vote these bums out that voted to defund them and take money away from police departments and fire departments and emergency medical services. It's going to come back to bite them squarely in the butt. Mark my words. Now, rioting, looting, burning, attacks on police, violent crime, Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Philadelphia, New York City. Watch what happens. And then there's the economy. Remember who said it's the economy, stupid? Yep, James Carville. And then there's COVID. Fact of the matter is, folks, don't buy the lie. Only 5% of those who test positive ever wind up in a hospital. And of that, only 2.85% actually die. And if you're over 70, it's 4.6%. Get out and vote. All right, well, today, Dominic's Blinds wraps things up for us. Located at 4540 Clark Road, McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. Remember, all their blind shade shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're 100 Douglas steel or two, and Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. I will be on the air tonight at 12 midnight. That's when we come on, 12 midnight. We'll be doing our local coverage here starting at 7 p.m. Bill Bunkley, Roger P. Shulman, and yours truly. Look forward to talking to you tonight. Have a great day. Go vote. God bless.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.